I think Saul of Tarsus was having a difficult time in his hometown. He had been sent home by the church after his conversion because he was such a lightning rod of trouble for himself and for the church, so they sent him home. But I can imagine what he faced in Tarsus. His father was a Pharisee. His grandfather was a Pharisee. Paul says in the Acts of the Apostles that he was the son of Pharisees, plural. That meant he came from a line of these people. And so now he had to explain to his family what had happened to him and how he is following Jesus Christ. I think they pretty much disowned him. They might have disinherited him as well. People who lived in Tarsus were wealthy. You had to prove a certain net worth to live within the city walls of Tarsus. His family had sent him to study at the feet of the most prestigious teacher of all the Jewish people, a man by the name of Gamaliel. They had given him every advantage in life. They had showed the way. He had a tradition to uphold. It's hard for me to believe that Saul of Tarsus had never been married. Pharisees married, and perhaps at this time he became single. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's not recorded. But Paul was a single man throughout all of his ministry. Whether he began that way or not, we do not know. But I know this. He had a lot of trouble in Tarsus. And he was there just waiting for what the Lord was going to do for him. Listen to what happened. Acts, the 11th chapter, and the 19th verse. And now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, when they were come unto Antioch, spoke unto the Greeks, and preached the Lord Jesus Christ. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and many people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, and taught many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. You see, Saul of Tarsus had an advocate in Barnabas. Barnabas had spoken up for him before, and Barnabas, I think, knew what kind of problems that Saul was having in Tarsus, maybe even corresponded with him, knew that God had some purpose for Saul. And so, when the time came they needed someone, Barnabas said, "Brother Saul will fit the bill. Let's go get him, and he can help us with these new Gentile believers." Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that when the time was just right, you brought me into the ministry. You set me on the path that I was to go on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray all of us will seek your will. And sometimes that will is to wait for a while, to prepare ourselves, to get ready. Not that we ever have a break from speaking the gospel, but the avenue of ministry we have will be open to us at the proper time. In Jesus' name. Amen.